First case.
Case number 13180, Joseph Rushton seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures and the maximum lot coverage in a mobile home park. Section 115.25 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Harbor Road. The 911 address is 5 Harbor Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 7 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 6.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home and the shed on lot 19, a 7.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the HVAC and the manufactured home on lot 19, a 15.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home and the shed on lot 15, an 8.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home to the manufactured home on lot 15, a 7% variance from the 35% maximum allowable lot coverage in a manufactured home park, an 8.9-foot variance from the rear landing to the manufactured home on lot 19, a 5.9-foot variance from the manufactured home to the manufactured home on lot 19.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? You got it. You had it.
One more time.
Hit it. There you go.
It's there. Okay, gotcha. I was looking at this. It's Joseph Rushton, 107 Ridgewood Circle, Downingtown, PA, 19335.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Floor is yours to present your case.
So I am proposing to place a new manufactured home on lot number 14 within Paradise Cove Community. It will be a 28 by 48 double wide home. I acquired the lot back in December of 2025 and have approval from the manager to install the new home. The lot is currently empty and has been for around 4 to 5 years. I currently have a sales agreement in place with Oakwood Homes to purchase the new manufactured home. Oakwood would also be coordinating the foundation work and the placement of the dwelling. I've had a professional survey completed and I include it within the application. The dwelling falls within the required 5-foot setback all around, but does not meet the 20-foot separation and then the maximum lot coverage threshold. The lot is small and limited due to its unique shape and dimension. No 4 sides or equal lengths. The lot dimension narrows as you move east towards Harbor Roadside. The lot is also located in a flood zone, which causes additional restrictions on the placement of the dwelling. We have viewed and tried numerous layouts, designs, and models to satisfy the setbacks and separations. The dwelling we have selected and proposed best fits my family's needs and falls within the 5-foot property line setback requirement. The neighboring structures and their placement were not created by me. The entire community has small lots with tightly placed dwellings and structures that do not satisfy separation requirements. The lot has been vacant and could be viewed as an eyesore currently. By adding the dwelling, we are improving the overall appearance, curb appeal, and groundskeeping of the lot and the community. Based on my family's needs and budget, we have attempted to meet all setback, separation, and maximum lot coverage code requirements. There were other dwellings that we initially selected. However, these options created several encroachments and setback issues. As a result, we had to increase our budget in order to help reduce variance requests. The option we are proposing meets the minimum and least modification possible.
Thank you for going through the criteria. I do appreciate that. Do you have anything to add to that?
I do not.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
It looks like in the lot that you're wanting to place the house, the structures that's around are kind of all over the place. Would that be fair to assess by looking at the pictures?
The neighboring structures?
Angles and?
Yes.
So there's nothing square about where, I mean, other than where you're trying to place the house?
Correct, exactly. So, I mean, that is not the survey that was submitted, so. That'll be the one right there.
It looks like the two of the sheds on the other two properties are actually encroaching.
Correct.
Your property, is that correct?
Correct, yeah. I believe just the one shed on lot 15. Approaching by.
But the one at the top up there is not meeting the setback for?
The 5 foot, correct, yeah.
And you said the community management has already approved your plan?
Yes.
You talked to any of your neighbors, everybody on board?
So I have been in contact with the owner on lot 15. He's not contesting anything. He did state he was going to call in or send an email to the county. Unfortunately, the lot behind me, which is 19, I have not had any contact with the owners there.
Would it be safe to say if you're adjoining lots and your adjacent lots, if they were all in their building restriction line, you wouldn't even be here today? Would that be correct to say?
I would say that's safe to say, yeah.
With the exception of the maximum lot coverage, how far are they off? Is there a?
7% from the 35% that's allowed.
Total there
is 42%.
Yeah, it's 1,641 square feet based on the survey is the overage. Sorry, that's the total coverage. Total coverage, apologize.
Would you? In this neighborhood, would you say this is an average size home for the area?
Yeah, I mean, so there's another picture you have on there with an overview. If you look at the homes right in that row, they're the same double wide length as well. So I'm being pretty consistent with the characteristics of the neighborhood.
So it would fit in with the community?
Correct.
And it's not?
That's an older picture there, so. That's the more recent one there. So the first home is kind of cut off on the right side. That's a double wide. And then the second one's a double wide, and it'll be myself on the 5 Harbor Road.
Mr. Sharp.
Is this home going to be elevated at all? I know you mentioned it's in the flood zone.
Yes.
How high is it going to be elevated?
Probably roughly close to 4 foot, just based on some of the other homes in that area.
So it's not something you would drive under?
No.
Is there well and septic on the lot?
It's all public water and public sewer.
Okay. You know, one of the things we looked at here was the lot coverage variance. And it looks to me like if you were to, you have a 12 by 24 deck that's proposed?
Correct.
If that was not there, my math is right, I don't know that you would need a variance. Okay. Did you look at, or at least a variance for that, for the lot coverage? Did you look at trying to minimize the structures on there to reduce the lot coverage variance?
I have, but honestly, the 12 by 24 would best fit my family's needs. I have a family of four, my wife and two young children. Not only that, I have my brother next to me, has a family of six. My parents are across the way. I have two other brothers who come down with their children, so it's a bit of a family gathering during the summer on the weekends, so we definitely need the space. We hang on decks a lot to have meals and so forth, so the 12 by 24 would best fit my family's needs.
Well, one of the elements is that it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. Did you look at a smaller deck that would fit your needs?
Kind of, but again, like, based on what I'm proposing, that's...
Did you look at a patio? Would a patio have met your needs?
I would say probably not, because that's going to be closer to the ground with the issues with the flooding. I see that being an issue. So the flooding does come from the harbor roadside first as it approaches the house.
That's why the house is back off the road?
Correct.
And then one question that, you know, and maybe this is part of what your answer is just now. Did you look at turning the house such that it would be perpendicular to Harbor Road rather than it appears to be parallel?
Yes, we have. I think that would kind of go across against one of the questions with the characteristics of the community. If you look at the other homes, they're all facing Harbor Road side. If I were to spin it sideways, I would then be going against the characteristics matching the other homes, and I would be looking at either directly into somebody's house. And then again, that's then going to put the dwelling closer to Harbor Road where the flooding comes from.
You mentioned that, but the aerial photo that we have, if you go down Harbor Road, it looks like there's a couple houses. If you could, is there a way to scroll back on that? I just mentioned that because just a few houses down, there appear to be multiple houses that are perpendicular.
Yeah, those are different lot dimensions, though.
Okay.
They're more narrow and long, which is meant for more of a single lot.
So the lots that are structured like yours on Harbor Road, folks are putting them parallel.
Yeah, on that right side of Harbor Road going down.
All right, I have no...
There is some more homes on the left side that are facing. They're running parallel with Harbor Road.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? If you would have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13180? Is there anyone present who is in favor? Would you like to speak? Like to speak or just in favor?
Can you put your hands up again, the number of people that were in favor? Okay, it looks like we have five in favor. Okay. And any of you wish to testify, you may come up to speak. If you don't, that's fine too.
Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13180? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 13180 for Mr. Joseph Rushton. For the requested variance is depending on final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique condition, the flood zone being taken into account and the angles of the property have the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to the physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. As he stated, most of the properties on houses are placed in the same characteristics. The variance will represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13180 has been approved. Have a good evening.